This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We're talking to Lee Stranahan. You can find him on Twitter at Stranahan. And as we're going to the break, Lee was saying that Steve Bannon said, of course they're going to continue to fight. And we saw them focus on fight him first, quite frankly. As the New York Times article pointed out, nothing made Karl Rove's stomach knot like the nickname they gave him, Bush's brain. They know how to drive a wedge between people, and they have really focused on Bannon to drive that wedge against him so they can change the agenda, so they can change the ideology of the Trump administration that he won on, that he campaigned on with Steve. Now they're coming in with a completely different agenda. That's the thing that really concerns me, Lee.
Well, it is exactly the establishment globalist internationalist agenda that Donald Trump ran against. That's what's so disturbing about it. Let's just talk facts for a second here. And you've done a great job of pointing some of this stuff out, David, and I really appreciate it because this is a story the media did not want to touch for a while. Nobody was talking about Dina Powell, and you were one of the first, and I appreciate it. Dina Powell, Gary Cohn, let's talk about who they are. They're both Goldman Sachs people, right?
Yes.
They're both connected to Gary Cohn's a registered Democrat. Dina Powell is a Republican who worked in the Bush administration, whose ex-husband was a president at Teneo. Teneo's the company, Doug Band's company, that's connected to the Clinton Foundation, and Huma Abedin, who's Hillary Clinton's top assistant, worked for. By the way, who's Huma Abedin friends with? I wrote about this at Breitbart last year. Ivanka Trump.
Yes.
Who else is Ivanka Trump friends with? Chelsea Clinton. Now, does any of this mean, is this just guilt by association? What does this mean? Here's what it means. These are people who are marinating in the swamp, okay?
Yeah.
These are people who, Dina Powell.
And let's call her Dina Habib Powell. Everybody is dropping the middle name because it points out her Egyptian origins.
Yes.
But, you know, she was brought in and last summer. We had the Washington Post talking about Ivanka Trump, and they said she sounds like she's supporting Hillary Clinton because on all these women's issues,
yes,
she sounds exactly like Hillary Clinton. Well, who was advising her on the women's issues? It was Dina Habib Powell was advising her on the women's issues, and now she's on the National Security Council as they pushed General Flynn out.
And pushed Steve Bannon out.
Yes,
As they brought up Steve Bannon, and right before we dropped missiles on Syria for something that was not proven.
Yes,
I'm sorry that the origin of that attack, the people who reported it are pro-rebel. All the media came from pro-rebel groups. Anybody who's paid any attention to Syria, and I went over to Lebanon in 2013 myself to do the investigation. Anybody who's paid any attention knows that these people lie, and that who are the bad guys in this? Is it the Democrats like Barack Obama? Yes. Is it Republicans like John McCain? Yes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have people like, I refer to John McCain and Lindsey Graham as the ambiguously Republican duo. When you have people, that's how I refer to them. When you have people like John McCain, I'm not saying anything, David. But when you have people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham suddenly coming out and praising Trump, I get a little nervous about that, I got to say.
Or Elliot Abrams, who comes out and says, now he's finally president. And then the next thing you see in the press from Elliot Abrams is, the first thing Trump's got to do is get rid of Bannon.
And for Eid Zaatari, yeah, they've been trying to, look, and I write about this on the populist. By the way, for anybody trying to find it, I got to point out, it's, you got to put in the THE populist. It's not populist. It's THE populist, right?
Yes.
So if you go to the populist, I have another piece up there where I go through the timeline of how these people came into power. I go, I'm doing something a little different. I'm not doing stories exactly.
And that's
cases.
Very important. People need to understand. I was concerned about the direction this administration was headed when I started seeing the people who were being brought in. It has an effect. This isn't just inside politics, folks. This isn't just gossip or Game of Thrones. It has real consequences. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Lee Stranahan.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about InfoWars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at InfoWars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at InfoWars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at InfoWars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at InfoWars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get InfoWars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of InfoWars Prime. InfoWars has come a long way, and InfoWars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in the... Now, we've got to end the Easter Mega Special here in the next 48 hours. But people love sales. I love sales. And it helps fund their operation. At least if a lot of people take advantage of the sale, then it does. If we don't have a, if we have a big sale and cut prices down to almost, you know, no profit, and then people don't take advantage of it, then we actually lose money. We need to fund ourselves, fund this operation, 30% off Brain Force, the great nootropic. Try it, folks. It supports the broadcast. You can't lose. 25% off Supermill Vitality, 25% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 25% off Secret 12, Vitamin B12. 25% off Super Female Vitality, 25% off Survival Shield X2, and many others at InfoWarsStore.com. We've also got to end the special on 40% off on the amazing Nomad Pro Pure Gravity Fed Stainless Steel System at 120-something bucks. Leading competitors, 250 for the same basic unit. You cannot beat that deal. Survival Shield X2 is going to sell out in the next few days. We should get more in the next few weeks. It's 25% off despite that. Go read the reviews for Super Male Vitality and more at InfoWarsStore.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139. Just like our information is game-changing and tip of the spear, our products are absolutely game-changing because we want you to come back and buy them because they work good, and we know we're targets of the globalists, so we have the highest standards. It's a win-win-win-win-win. Thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And there's so many other great products at InfoWarsStore.com, from non-GMO heirloom seeds to the water filtration systems to Patriot apparel to meet like-minded patriots and more. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's now hand the baton to David Knight right here in the Central Texas Command Center.
And as Alex was just pointing out, that special that we had for Easter is ending tonight, and that's 25 to 30% off a wide selection of products that he just pointed out there. 30% off BrainForce, 25% off many of the other products that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. We've been talking to Lee Stranahan. We have him for one more segment here. Lee, we were talking just before the break about how this is not just a court intrigue. This is not just political gossip.
Right.
This is not a Game of Thrones. It has real consequences when these people are brought in. We see that Flynn was immediately removed from the National Security Council. As soon as Bannon was removed, as you pointed out, as many of us have pointed out, we had these attacks the next day. Who were they replaced by? McMaster's and by Dina Habib Powell, a Goldman Sachs person. So we're seeing a change in the agenda that Donald Trump ran on. And that's going to happen when you've got advisors that are not with you, advisors who did not campaign on the same agenda, but who were actually hardcore Democrats all their lives, always supporting Hillary Clinton.
And I want people to understand this is not 4D chess. This is not keep your enemies, you know, friends close, keep your enemies closer.
That's right.
Let me explain what's happening here. This is from people inside the White House. It's not from Steve Bannon. I did not hear this from Steve Bannon. What will happen, and this has been going on for a couple of months now, is that they'll have policy meetings in the White House. And Jared and Ivanka would sit there quietly and observe the policy meetings. Okay? Then, when the policy people leave, they stay. And then they talk to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Follow
mm-hmm.
me?
Yeah.
This is what's been happening. And this is directly from sources I have inside the White House. Okay? Now.
And, of course, Kushner brought in the architect of Obamacare. He brought him in multiple times. Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke Emanuel, the architect of Obamacare. Gary Cohen has brought in the guy who is the architect of TPP, and they're trying to push back against NAFTA. So they're coming at it from a traditional Democrat perspective, saying we're not going to repeal Obamacare, and we're not really going to do anything with NAFTA. Trump got TPP repealed, one of the first things he did. But what's going to happen at this point after these people come in? That's the key thing. And we see the Washington Post saying, now they're moving to a centrist position. Oh, that's all good. They don't have an ideology.
Moderate.
That's right. The same thing we were talking about before, that you have these other, like CNN, they pretend they don't have a perspective. They don't have a narrative that they're selling. And now they're saying these advisors, they're moderate. They're centrist. They don't have an agenda. It's only the people that were with Trump when he got elected. They're the ones with the agenda.
Well, and let's leave policy aside for a second, David, because you and I would agree, I think, that these are bad policies.
Mm-hmm.
But to some extent, that's an opinion. In other words, you can have different views on policy, right? But let's talk about the politics of this for a second. This is an absolute disaster. These people are trying to kneecap the Trump administration. Because the fact is, if Donald Trump, nobody who voted for Trump supported him because he was moderate. You follow me? Nobody.
That's right.
And what's going to happen is they're going to gut his support. And then they have so damaged Trump. Do you think there's any liberals who are going to go, well, I don't know. He did hire a guy from TPP. I think he's coming around.
He's not going to pick up anybody from the other side.
So what they know is they know Trump's at about a 40% approval rating. If you lose half of that, you're down to about a 10% approval, because if you lose half of the 40% who support him, you follow me?
Yeah.
50% of the 40% is 20% of that. You're down to about a 10, 20% approval rating, which is exactly where they want him. The establishment wants to take Donald Trump down and salt the earth under him, which is why they're going after Steve Bannon. And it's not about Steve personally. It's about the agenda. This was the first candidate who actually took on issues took on the media, took on the establishment in a way that showed some chutzpah and cojones, if I can mix my different languages. But but he was able to do that. Now, they have to destroy him, and they got to him through his family. So it's not Game of Thrones, but it's Shakespearean kind of, right? Mm-hmm. They're using his family to get to him. Look, Trump's got an ego in the same way Obama. You don't wake up one morning and decide, you know what the country really needs? Me.
That's right.
And not have some ego, right? Anybody who runs for president, every one of them's got some ego. Okay?
That's right. And what we see now, they're saying now the discussion is no longer nationalism versus globalism, but it's combat versus collaboration. We want you to be a nice guy. As you're pointing out, Trump didn't win because he was a collaborator, okay? And we don't want to see him be a collaborator. And we don't want to see them use this game that the Democrats will always use. They'll always say, well, you know, they'll fight like mad when they're in power. But when the Republicans get, well, you need to work with us. We all need to agree on a consensus here. And that's the same thing they're doing now because they're a bunch of Democrats. The same thing they're doing now in the White House. They're saying, we need to collaborate on this. No more of this combat. You're either with us or you're against us, and we're gonna shut this thing down as we move to the center, as we moderate the message.
Well, and here's the other thing they've managed to do, and Dave, this is, I know we're almost done here, but this is really important. The big person is not Bannon, who they've managed to separate Trump from. Do you know who they've managed to separate Trump from? You.
Yes.
The people.
Yes.
The people. They've managed to separate Trump from the crowds that were giving him feedback every day. Do you think if Trump came out and said, hey, everybody, what do you think of the idea? We're going to be more moderate. Crickets, right?
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
The Trump crowds, that's what they managed to do. And so we can't let that happen. If you're a Trump supporter, be a Trump supporter and hold him accountable. Trump support. We didn't elect a king. That would be Don King, and that's a totally different hairstyle.
Well, you know, that's very important because when you're talking about this, we have people pushing on the ship of state. And if we sit there and say, he's just playing 4D chess, we need to set back and we need to not put any pressure on him. Well, guess what? He's getting plenty of pressure from the Democrats. He's getting plenty of pressure from Jared Kushner, who's pushing him in one direction. And if you don't push back, if you don't say, wait a minute, you promised us on these issues. We want you to deliver on these issues that we elected you on. If you, the Trump voter, don't push back, he's going to say, well, there's no resistance over here, and I'm getting a lot of resistance over here. It's going to be very easy for them to move him in that direction.
When you voted for Trump, if you voted for Trump, you did not abdicate your responsibilities as a citizen.
That's right.
To be informed and to hold him accountable, particularly when he's going against what he ran on. And this idea that some people have, and it's a small percentage, David, but it's a large enough where it bothers me. We should be better than Obama supporters who blindly went along with Obamacare even after he switched in the primaries from being against the individual mandate. Suddenly he's for it, right?
Yes, yes. And I've seen this too often. When I was at the DNC convention in Philadelphia, and we were talking to them about, look at this corruption in your party. Look at the exposed emails where they're shutting this down unfairly against Bernie Sanders. Don't you have anything to say? Oh, it's not about that. It's about those bad Russians. I don't want to see anything. I don't want to hear anything. And that's what I'm seeing from a lot of Trump supporters. And I've pointed this out and said, look, we're about ideology. We're not about idolatry. We're not following the man blindly because of who he is. We're trying to help him be Trump. We're not that's the whole thing about Bannon. We're trying to help him be Trump. We're not trying to change him into something that he never was, which is what these people like Gary Cohen are trying to do in the administration now.
Donald Trump is this is the deal. It's real straightforward. If you're Ivanka Trump and you're Jared Kushner and you move in New York social circles.
Yes.
Donald Trump being related to you is embarrassing every single day.
Yes.
Does that make sense? I mean,
that's one of the reasons why they pushed back against the Paris Climate Treaty. They had great movements from Trump's pick at EPA, Pruitt, and Trump signed this executive order, but they would not put in a pushback against the Endangerment Clause or the Paris Climate Treaty. Why? Because that would embarrass them with their social circle, with Justin Trudeau and others that they value so highly.
Ivanka Trump is literally Leonardo DiCaprio. Google it. Ivanka Trump, Leonardo DiCaprio went to Trump Tower, gave her a DVD to give to Trump. Look, Ivanka Trump, fine, go do your business. Go. Everyone liked Ivanka Trump. when she was helping run the hotels and she had her fashion business, and that's nobody thought Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner would be in the Oval Office every day. And because they are fair game for criticism. This is not Barron Trump. This is not the Obama kids, even.
Yeah,
this is
right.
The Bush kids.
They're adults. And it's going to destroy them as well, because the Democrats are not going to embrace them. If they lose their base, it's really going to destroy Jared and Ivanka as well. Thank you so much, Lee Stranahan. You can find him at citizenjournalismschool.com and thepopulist.us.
Wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X to today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's Harry's.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We just talked to Lee Stranahan. I'm going to give you a couple more headlines here about what's going on with the with Facebook as well as with Google and other journalism issues. Very interesting interview with Lee, because we have to understand that what is going on in the White House has real consequences, not only for Jared and Ivanka. It's not going to work out well for them. They're not going to find that the Democrats are going to ever embrace them. But they can very easily alienate the Trump voters as well. So as they push Trump away from the agenda on which he won, it's not a good thing even for the Trump family. I understand that Donald Trump needs people around him that he believes that he can trust. But they're bringing in people who are going to be presenting him information, briefs, dossiers that are going to push him in a particular direction. And that's what we were talking about with the mainstream media. When they come in and say, look, you can trust CNN, but you can't trust InfoWars. Well, why would that be? Well, because CNN is establishment. They're moderate. They're centrist. InfoWars is not. And that's the same type of skewing that is going on in the White House with the advisors who are around him. That's the key. When you pick people to advise you, when you pick your news sources, you can pretty much skew people by the information that you feed them and the stuff that you keep away from them. And again, today we had Google coming back and saying, you know, that singling out of InfoWars was just a rogue vendor who was doing it. Well, the fact remains that Google is not only going to tell you who is fake and who is true. They're going to put those labels on individual stories. That would be bad enough, as I said, but they're going to do it to entire news sites. And that is indefensible, quite frankly. They're being used by the government in a private-public partnership to outsource censorship. I want to go to the election news that's coming up as well. But before we do, I just want to remind you that the sale that we've had at InfoWarsStore.com, the Easter Mega Specials that we had, that will be ending tonight. And these are discounts of a wide variety of products, anywhere from 25 to 30%. Some of the products that we have at 25% are Super Male, Super Female Vitality. Also, Survival Shield, X2 Nascent Iodine, that is 25% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation, is 25% off, as is Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That's our drink mix that has a lot of essential vitamins and minerals. You can take that, and it's very easy to take a large variety, diversity of vitamins and minerals, so you don't have to take a lot of pills. That's what I like about drinking my supplements or putting it under my tongue, so I don't have to get a B12 shot. I can just put Secret 12 under my tongue. You can get all that for 25% off. That's going to be ending today. And also, Brain Force is now 30% off. That will also be ending today as part of our Easter Mega Specials. We've got an election that is going to be happening today. It's all in progress right now in Georgia. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. These stories that we've got about Facebook, there's a couple of these. They keep talking about how they're going to take down fake news. And they're doing this in France. They're scrambling to take down accounts that are pro-Le Pen before this election. And this is coming up in just 6 days. So they're removing accounts that they think are favorable to Marine Le Pen because they don't like her politically. That's the way they're using the censorship. It is all ideologically based. They have algorithms that will do it. They have moderators who will do it. But of course, at the same time, we've got the Facebook moderators who may be facing criminal charges in the UK because they did not take down violent and pedophile videos when they were told about it. And so now the UK government says, if you hire moderators to do this, people report this content to you, celebrating the terrorist attacks in Egypt against Christians, or showing a violent pedophile attack. Somebody reports that to you, and you, it's Facebook, with your moderators, you don't take that down. You now own that. And we're going to look at criminal charges against you. So we see that type of thing. That got virtually no coverage. We talked about it here after Drudge picked up on that. But all you've heard about is the Facebook killer. And, of course, he committed suicide today. Everybody's going to be talking about that. Nobody's going to talk about the fact that Facebook did not take down terrorist and pedophile videos in the UK. But they are taking down pro-Le Pen accounts. And they have also, and this is also coming out of the UK, after they looked at this situation where they refused to take down that objectionable content, another investigation in the UK found paid-for hoaxes about high-profile public figures next to the users' news feeds, duping them to click to alleged scam websites. They say the revelation came days after a Times investigation exposed terrorist and child pornography content on Facebook. They say in the latest incidents, Users have reported hoaxes concerning Lord Sugar. I don't know who Sugar is. Stephen Hawking and the Queen that take them to websites mimicking news sites such as The Sun. So, again, you have more information about Facebook that people don't want to pay attention to. They only want to look at the Facebook killer. When we come back, we're going to talk about the election. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and today is a special election in Georgia. This is a replacement for Tom Price, who was brought into the Trump administration as the Director of Health and Human Services. And it's kind of interesting because this has been a race that has attracted a lot of outside money, even outside volunteers, as one of the Hollywood people coming in, Alyssa Milano, a Hollywood actress, came in. She said, "It's the seat heard round the world. Everybody is watching. All the recent special elections have taken on a certain symbolism of resistance. This is an opportunity the left, the Democrats, think they have of pushing back against Trump." And so they're all in. They put in $8.3 million into this race in just 3 months. And $3 million has been put in to answer this by the GOP, mostly to point out how much outside money is coming in from the Democrats. So that's the tenor of most of the GOP money. And this is also interesting because there's so many different candidates in there, 17, 18 different candidates. I think it's 11 Republicans, 6 Democrats in this one race. And the deal is it's going to go to a runoff with the top 2 vote getters unless one of the candidates gets beyond 50%. So they really focused on this one Democrat. So there's a lot of outside money. A lot of people have pulled up stakes and moved to this district in Georgia to help to knock on doors and call people up on the phone. A lot of volunteers from New York and other places. So it's outside money, outside volunteers. And you know, the most interesting thing that broke today is maybe it's even an outside candidate. Now, I'm not talking about somebody who's outside of the establishment. No, he's very firmly within the establishment. But he's actually outside the district. Here's this report from CNN earlier today.
Urge folks to make their voices heard and consider sending some fresh leadership to Washington.
Mr. Ossoff, is it true that you cannot vote for yourself?
He can't vote for himself.
Well, I grew up in this district. I grew up in this community. No one knew there was going to be an election coming. I've been living with Alicia, my girlfriend of 12 years, down by Emory University, where she's a full-time medical student. And as soon as she concludes her medical training, I'll be 10 minutes back up the street into the district where I grew up. But I want to support her in her career and do right by her.
So when are you going to marry her?
Well, I don't want to give anything away, but I think I could reasonably say that's more of a personal question. I'll give you a call when I have something to announce.
Please do. Perhaps say an election day proposal would be good. But I guess your point is that you don't live in the district in which you're running, so you will not be able to vote for yourself.
Well, I grew up in this district. I grew up in this community. It's my home. My family is still there. I'm a mile and a half down the street to support Alicia while she finishes medical school. It's something I've been very transparent about. In fact, I'm proud to be supporting her career. And as soon as she finishes her medical training, I'll be 10 minutes back up the road into the district where I grew up.
All right. John Ossoff, we will be watching very closely what happens
okay, so
with you professionally.
Okay, so it's all about supporting his girlfriend. I guess the question is, who's supporting who? Is this guy got a job? It seems to me like if he's supporting his girlfriend, she would be moving 10 minutes down the road to live with him in the congressional district that he's running for. But it's also kind of strange, isn't it? Because we have the Democrats who are always saying that even illegal immigrants ought to have the vote. I mean, people who aren't citizens of the U.S. So, you know, why should that be a problem for Democrats that he doesn't live in his district? Yeah, he's the true outsider candidate. And so we got Hollywood moving there in large numbers. It's Karen Handel, who is the leading GOP candidate. She says Hollywood is all in on electing this guy. She said the Democrats have liberal media and Hollywood celebrities to sing their praises. We have something better, you. They're trying to get the vote out in this particular situation. But also, I think it's kind of interesting is Hollywood moves in on this. One of the attack ads coming up to this guy, and you saw how he looks kind of geeky. They went back to his college days, and they found a video of him dressed up like Han Solo from Star Wars doing a spoof film, and they're playing that. And so there they have in this New Yorker magazine, they say he's trying to vanquish 17 candidates at once, and he's playing lightsabers on the campaign trail. They can't get any geekier than that. You know, I think he needs to go back. Maybe he's too young to remember Dukakis. Remember when Dukakis put on that stupid helmet and rode around in the tank when he was running against George H.W. Bush? It was all over for him. And maybe he ought to rethink the idea of going down the street playing lightsabers with people. That doesn't really help his gravitas too much. They point out that they don't think that he's going to get past the 50% line. He's going to be running against a Republican. Her name is Handel. They say that they put her support at between 17 and 21%. And this is in a field where they've got, there he is, the Han Solo picture of him. This is in a field of, as I point out, 17 or 18 candidates. It's also interesting because this has been a Republican district since 1979. This is Newt Gingrich's former district. Now, it got a little bit close for Trump. Trump only won by 1 point. Mitt Romney, 4 years prior, had won that district by 23 points. And again, they're trying to make this a referendum. This is the Democrats' belief. their chance to strike back against Donald Trump. I don't think they're going to do it if they don't get past the 50% on this initial election. The woman who will probably be in the runoff with him is the author of a book. It's called Plan Bullyhood. And it was about her time at breast cancer charity Susan G. Komen for the Cure and the organization's relationship to Planned Parenthood. She's talking about reducing corporate taxes and repealing Obamacare. Ossoff is taking the position that he would just improve Obamacare. Maybe he could work with Trump on that, because we're seeing that Trump and Paul Ryan and these other people, they seem to be taking Obamacare repeal off the table. And I tell you what, if you take that position, we're done. We're really done. You go back and you look at the income tax. I talked about that earlier. You know, $100,000 standard deduction when it first started in today's dollars. And now we're down to $12,000. Whenever they start out, these programs are very, very small. But we saw with Obamacare, it immediately skyrocketed insurance rates. And if they allow this thing to put roots down into our system, it's going to become something like Social Security. As a matter of fact, I think a lot of the Republicans already see it as a third rail that they can't touch. And one of the reasons they see that is because the Democrats have very craftily set the metric as the number of people insured, not the cost. So when you look at the number of people insured, and Donald Trump has kind of stepped in this as well. When he started out, he said, we're going to have everybody with great insurance. You can either have affordable health care, or you can have universal health care. And quite frankly, I would say if you have universal health care, it's going to go the way of Venezuela. You're not even going to have health care. Most people aren't going to have it. The few people in Washington, yeah, they'll have health care. They'll always have a Cadillac health care system. But if you go for universal health care, you are falling into the trap of socialism. If you allow them to define this thing as the number of people who have coverage, we've lost. They have defined the terms of debate, and the terms of debate then will be how many people have coverage, not whether or not it's affordable. Remember, it was going to be the Affordable Health Care Act. Paul Ryan changed that. He called it the American Health Care Act. They know it's not going to be affordable. Not if you have mandates. If you have mandates, you're not going to have markets. You need to have choice and competition, not coercion. That's why it has to be repealed. If you leave the framework there, and you do what this Democrat wants to do, he wants to help to improve it. We put some lipstick on it. Or as John Cleese likes to put it, instead of lipstick on a pig, I like it better. He says, mascara on Quasimodo. I think that's a better image, actually. Or a toupee on the Elephant Man. That was another one from Cleese. That's really what we're talking about here. Now, we need to get rid of it. You can't allow that infrastructure to be there. And phase two of the plan that Paul Ryan pulled on Trump was to say that we're going to use Tom Price, the guy that they're now replacing here in this Georgia district. They're going to use the Health and Human Services czar to dictate changes that are going to make it more palatable. So we shouldn't have a health czar who's dictating stuff to us. If we want to have affordable health care, we're going to have a market. We're going to have choice. We're going to have information and competition. That was the plan that Donald Trump ran on. Do what you ran on. Fulfill your promises. That's what the people want. That is a winning proposition. People have voted time and again for Republicans to repeal Obamacare. As a matter of fact, the front-running Republican is running on a platform now of repealing Obamacare. You understand? That's a winning proposition. That's what Republican voters want. That's what the people want. Do what the people want. Do what we sent you there for. Paul Ryan is not going to do that. Paul Ryan has always been part of the establishment that was going to shut that thing down. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this works out. There's also some other election news. We have Theresa May, as I pointed out earlier in the program. She has, on the spur of the moment, decided that she's going to call an election in June. Let's play that clip where she explains why she's calling a general election.
At this moment of enormous national significance, there should be unity here in Westminster. But instead, there is division. The country is coming together, but Westminster is not. If we do not hold a general election now, their political game playing will continue. And the negotiations with the European Union will reach their most difficult stage in the run-up to the next scheduled election. So I have a simple challenge to the opposition parties. You have criticized the government's vision for Brexit. You have challenged our objectives. You have threatened to block the legislation we put before Parliament. This is your moment to show you mean it, to show you are not opposing the government for the sake of it, to show that you do not treat politics as a game.
It's kind of interesting. The headline on the Drudge Report was May and June. Prime Minister May is calling the elections in June. This is really Brexit part due. This is really a referendum on moving forward with Brexit, with giving her a consensus to move forward with that. And as CNN points out, the European Union brushed off her announcement, said that it would not affect their negotiations on Britain's departure. But they say that May's decision means that Europe's three most powerful nations, France, Germany, and Britain, will be convulsed by internal election campaigns as the clock ticks on the two-year deadline to complete Brexit negotiations. As we're running up to this, we see with the French elections coming up in just a week, not only is Facebook scrambling to take down pro-Le Pen accounts, but we also see some terrorists were caught planning a violent, imminent attack in Marseille. This is the French Interior Minister pointed this out. He said two radicalized men, born in 1987 and 1993 of French nationality, intended to commit in the very short term, by that I mean in the coming days, an attack on French soil. And I talked about this yesterday on the nightly news, this study that came out of Vienna, Austria, where a Turkish-born Austrian professor did a study looking at 10,000 children aged 2 to 6 who attended Muslim preschools. And he talked about how this radicalized them, how it made tended them towards extremism, but also how it shut them off from the society in which they live. And I've said this many times. I've said the second generation is going to be far more dangerous in terms of a percentage of those who are radicalized than the first generation is. They don't know where they came from. They don't know the problems in that society. But they do know that they have been living in this ghetto of their parents' own making, quite frankly, because they don't want to participate in that society. They want to wall themselves off. They want to remain separate. And as they do that and they see that they're not prospering, the second generation, like we see in this situation in France, they get very resentful, very angry about that. That's why you see so many second-generation immigrants doing this type of thing. Now, we also had the election in Turkey that is now being disputed. Over 2.5 million Turkish votes were possibly manipulated, say international observers. The interesting thing, I think, about the Turkey election is that Erdogan doesn't really care about the EU. He doesn't really care about NATO. You know, he's calling the EU Nazis. Why? Because when he went there to campaign, as the New York Times points out, they called it the diaspora, the Turkish diaspora. What you're looking at is the takeover of Europe by Muslims, turning it into Eurabia. And when that's why he was there campaigning, because there were so many Turks there. I guess they get to vote in the Turkish election, plus they get to vote in the European elections. That's great. You get to vote in multiple elections there. But he doesn't really care about the EU. He's calling them Nazis because they said, no, we're not going to let you campaign here. He was going, interestingly enough, you talk about hypocrisy. The guy wanted to send his ministers to the European Union to campaign for dictatorial powers. That's what this referendum was about. And then he has the audacity to call the Europeans Nazis. I mean, he's campaigning for Nazi powers and he calls them Nazis. But he's also not interested in NATO. Why? Because he understands that NATO is an anachronism. Donald Trump understood that until he got this crop of advisors in. But clearly he understands that it's an anachronism. He doesn't really care if they let him into the European Union. So he's throwing a lot of insults at them because he's going to take over Europe with the Muslim group. And as I pointed out, this is a good example as we look at the Turkish influence. We look at Fethullah Gulen here in this country. And the charter schools, he gets $500 million worth of taxpayer funds for charter schools. Now, they're not explicitly religious here like they are in other countries, but he's got about 1,000 schools worldwide. And he's the opponent of Erdogan in Turkey, the civil war that's going on there. It's a good example of why we should not get involved in these foreign entanglements. Because as we see in Turkey, there isn't a good guy. We've got Erdogan and we've got Gulen, and they're both fighting over who's going to run a Muslim caliphate. Okay? Ataturk had created a secular Islamic state there, but he wants, Erdogan is moving it towards an Islamic state. And, of course, Fethullah Gulen is an imam. He wants to move it in that direction as well. And so, you know, we had an Ataturk who was there. He was kind of like Assad, who defended Christians and religious freedom. But we can't have that. We've got to have regime change. We should be careful about that. Turkey is a good example of that. And it's a country that we're not at war with. And as a matter of fact, we have there's a lot of control and connections of Turks coming into this country. I mean, we were just talking to Lee Stranahan. He spent a good deal of time in Twin Falls, Idaho, looking at the Chobani yogurt situation there and the aftermath of some crimes that were done by immigrants who were brought in by various food companies there. And as he was doing that report, he found that the guy who owns Chobani yogurt, a guy who got $700,000 from small business loans. They were talking about crony capitalism here. What did he do? He used, he got $800,000. He used $700,000 of it to lobby people like Chuck Schumer. And he now sits on the New York Fed. And when Lee called and said, is he a Turkish citizen still? They said, no comment. So, looks like we got a Turkish citizen sitting on the New York Fed board, the most important policy Fed board that we have. Now, today we had Donald Trump signing a Buy American, Hire American executive order. Part of this is to target the H-1B visa program. And we have about 85,000 foreign workers who come to the U.S. each year. This is the visa program that sometimes brings in technical people that we can't get abroad, but quite often the people who come in with these H-1B visa programs are the people who are brought in by Disney to replace the American workers. So he's putting a stop to that. He's putting in a Buy American executive order for agencies to buy domestically. Stay with us.
It makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3000.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality?
Fight for liberty.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Just want to point out before we get back to the news that we have our Easter mega special. We'll be ending tonight at InfoWars.com. And, of course, this is a wide variety of products that are 25 to 30% off. Things like Survival Shield, X2, Nascent Iodine. And, of course, our supply is getting very low on that. Once it ends, it's maybe a while before we can get that resupplied because we're having some difficulty getting the deep earth iodine supply. Also, we have Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 25% off. Our Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink is 25% off. And Secret 12, our Vitamin B12 that you take sublingually. You put that right under your tongue. You don't have to take a painful injection to get the benefits of Vitamin B12. That is also 25% off. And Brain Force is 30% off. You'll find all those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We really appreciate your support. That's what makes the difference as we see Google with a double pincer of trying to shut down us accepting ads as well as us putting our ads. We got an ad for a vitamin supplement and they shut that down. How do you justify that? But then they tell us today when they look at the news, oh, no, we're not focusing on InfoWars per se. No, we're just going to tell you which sites are trustworthy, which ones have a good reputation, which ones don't. You can trust CNN. But you can't trust Breitbart or InfoWars or Daily Caller or WorldNet Daily. You know, we're going to shut those guys down as a site. We're not even going to be the arbiters of truth of individual news stories. We're going to shut down the entire site. I was talking just before we went to the break about Trump's executive order to Buy American, Hire American that will require agencies to consider whether foreign governments are using unfair trade practices when considering the lowest responsible bidder. Well, I think that's good. But when we look at, let's take a look at the Export-Import Bank, for example. Last week we reported that on just 24 hours, Trump did a complete reversal on five core campaign issues. Things like China is a currency manipulator, NATO is now good, Janet Yellen is now good, we want the Federal Reserve to weaken our currency rather than telling China they need to stop manipulating their currency, that type of thing. But one of the things that he went to was the Export-Import Bank. Do you know what that is? We haven't really talked about that a lot. Some of the senators have talked about this. Some campaigned on it as part of the presidential campaign. Boeing and General Electric are very, very happy that Donald Trump wants to revive the export bank. What happened was back in 2015, there's a great article from Reason Magazine at the time. They really spelled it out very simply. They said, for the first time in 81 years, crony capitalist Export-Import Bank loses its authorization. What happened was they had two members on the board get off, and the Senate refused to replace them, which basically kept that from operating. Why would you want to do that? Well, this is something that goes back to FDR's New Deal, okay? And it is nothing but crony capitalism. Here's an example. They talk about how Boeing, and Boeing thinks that it's a great deal that Trump's going to bring this back. Boeing is a recipient of 40% of what the Export-Import Bank has done. So 40% of what they do helps Boeing. It's supposed to help small business, right? Not in your life. It is the big business. That's what they're in the business of. 60% of the bank's financing aids go to just 10 giant corporations like Caterpillar, Bechtel, GE that I pointed out, that pays no taxes. Jeffrey Immelt, who was one of Obama's favorite CEOs, they are the ones who are benefiting from this. And on the other side, so they extend low interest loans subsidized by you, the taxpayer. Remember this on April 15th. You, the taxpayer, are putting up $140 billion to help these giant corporations do business abroad. Who is getting that money? Well, it's people like the Mexican government's oil and gas giant, Pemex, or the United Arab Emirates Airline. Air Emirates. So we're subsidizing not only foreign corporations, but foreign state-owned corporations. How is that something that we want to do? And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the two people that he wants to appoint to this board. You won't believe it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.